It's the same thing with English and German. In about 800 or 900, say, someone in Germany could understand someone living in England. But the two countries just separated and separated their language.
Well, in Jerusalem, they didn't have any use for people up in Nazareth. And the old Jewish language went dead, the old Hebrew, and then the modern Hebrew language took its place. So the Roman language went dead. Latin, now they got the modern day Roman. It goes. The language will die finally. Sometimes I think our English language is on the way out. What I hear on radio and on television, I'd say that it's pretty well on its way out.
There seems to be, and there's something different, certainly.
I never did like the idea of the Southerner failing to pronounce his R. That R has a definite place in the English language. It gives you a sound, it's spoken, that you can't put on paper any other way. It's got to be there. I used to tease the Virginians whenever I'd fall in with them. They'd talk about going up to the hoost. When you're talking about house, you know. I'd say to him, well, now, if H-O-U-S-E is hoose, why M-O-U-S-E moose?
did your family pronounce, did your father and mother pronounce an R? Did they use an R?
Better than the average. My father didn't get over third grade education, but he was a great student of history and commentary.
Do you think that had to do with the fact that they were Scotch, Irish?
Well, I don't know. If you turn a Scotsman loose, he'd get along somehow. I heard old Captain Jack Crawford one time. He was an old Indian fighter up there. He telling the sailors there in Helen Gould, YMCA just outside the gate at Brooklyn Navy Yard, about being down there one time, some place in Florida, visiting Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie was $500 million in cash. See nothing about all those industries. And the boys knew this old Captain Jack Crawford wasn't anything but an old Indian fighter. Ride a Mustang over the desert, shooting at Indians, you know, and advancing our frontiers toward the Pacific and all that. That's all he wanted. He says to him, Andy, you know, the boy would laugh a little. He says, that's right, boy. I call him Andy. Why shouldn't I? He call me Jack. Well, Carnegie knew that old Captain Jack Crawford had everything he had except an industry and millions. They both turned loose out west by themselves. Captain Jack Crawford would get the first every time. He respected him as an equal.
I see.
But he spoke his language. He spoke his own language. That was the language of pioneersmen, you know, Scotsmen.
You think the Scotch kept the, did other Scotch people in this area keep their R at the end of words? Did they sound it, or do you think that they acquired that at school?
That's one of those things I just wondered. I wonder sometimes if the Southern people think it's a sign of culture. I don't have that idea at all. And I wasn't in the North very long. I was a great stickler for English as it ought to be spoken and ought to be written. That's why they get the idea often that I'm a Yankee.
I see.
But if I go north, they wouldn't say that. They wouldn't know where I came from. I was concerned only with one thing, that is speaking the English as it ought to be spoken. If there's an R in a word, I put it in there. Now that the R, you know, may sound soft and pleasing to the ear in some kids until you talk about horse. But when you say horse, you know, that's the cheapest kind of slang used by niggers down here, you know, and low-grade white people.
Did your...
That ruined everything when they dropped the R there and call him horse, you know.
Did your father or grandparents use the R?
My father was pretty much like I am. He was uneducated, but he liked a lot being an illiterate man. He'd get his books on astronomy, and he'd study it. And wherever he found a subject that interested him, he'd dig deep into it. Try to find out the facts.